player I'm going to get mad at you guys about, just so, you know, steel yourself.
Failure.
You take it very personally.
You shame me, guys. You shame me.
Uh-oh.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
So I'm just going with my heart over my head, because my head is stupid anyway.
Prepare for total domination.
Oh, that's just dumb, though.
I've never been proven more wrong in my life so quickly and so dramatically. Recording March 18th, 2024. It is your Selection Monday portion of episode of the sixth pod of the year, the NCAA women's basketball brackets were chosen. Teams are in their respective tiers, areas with seeds, whatever you want to call it. And so we're going to talk about that. Joining me, as per usual, Becky Robococo, MJ Tolliver. Three Pod is back on the menu, boys.
Becky back.
We all know how we're doing. We talked about that beforehand. So as far as everybody out there is concerned, we're fine. We're okay. We'll live. I hope it's the same with you. But let's get to it. When the draws came out, I don't know if y'all were as glued to your TV and or computer screen as I was there anything in particular that you found surprising? Maybe you kind of looked and went, what? I don't know. I had some of my own thoughts in mind. Ultimately, I wasn't too surprised, but let's see how y'all feel about this. Becky, what were your thoughts when the brackets were revealed?
Yeah, I mean, the big shock to me was LSU being a 3 seed. I expected them to be a 2 seed.
Okay, yeah.
Just, you know, that whole bracket of Albany, side of the bracket of Albany 2, where we're gearing up for a potential Iowa versus LSU rematch. Mm-hmm. That's struck me immediately. That was the thing I was texting my friends about, like, what? What do we think about that? There are a couple others I can, you know, when we go to kind of people who are, I thought were a little too high or a little too low, I have some of those, but that was my immediate reaction. Okay. Was LSU and that side of the bracket.
MJ, anything jump out at you when these seedings came out?
Nothing in particular, but I did see something, because I haven't been able to keep up as much, anywhere near as much with any, too much of any of the college games. Like, I see the flashy freshmen, I'll call them, and, you know, of course, Caitlin, and I keep up with Rekia a little bit. I've been noticing Elizabeth Kittley, because I know I was paying attention to her last season. Just like a few, Cameron Brink, but just as far as the brackets, outside of, I'm trying to remember, like what it was that they were saying. Something like one of the teams had to get moved or something like that because of the region.
Yeah, that always
happens. And they didn't want them to be, in the same bracket. So basically, they just didn't want the heavy hitters to be in the same. But other than that, nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Caught my attention like that.
I was just happy Columbia made it. That was my main takeaway. I was thrilled when they were selected as part of the first four, and I think that they have a pretty good chance to win over Vanderbilt. So I'm going to get 2 games of Abby Sue. I'm very, very happy about that. All right.
Have a little rant about the first four.
Oh, you have a rant about the first four? Well, yeah. That sounds perfect. What is your particular rant about the first four?
I think that if you have an automatic qualifier, you won your conference, and therefore automatically qualified to get to the tournament, you should not have to be in the first four. You should be in the full 64.
That's reasonable.
You shouldn't have to play into the tournament. I think it's total BS that they make them do that. I don't mind that they added the games. Like, it's a cash grab. We all know it. But, like, more women's basketball, fantastic. But I feel like that should be saved for, like, it is fun when it's a Columbia where it's a bubble team. You don't know if they can make it. Or, like, a team like TCU that had such a crazy season. How do you even evaluate whether or not they should be in the tournament? Like, save them for wild cards. People, the teams that have earned the right to be in the tournament should just be in the tournament outright. And it makes me mad every year they do that.
That makes perfect sense to me. I also think that just in general, that mid-major teams are kind of like there's an immediate afterthought sometimes with these conferences, and I don't think that necessarily there should be. A really good example is Stony Brook, who got upset by Drexel in their conference tournament, and I thought Stony Brook looked like a pretty good resume to me, even just contrasting it with at-large teams. There's also another thing where it's like if you look at like potential, you know, you estimate winning percentages, or you look at particular ratings, and there'll be a group of 20 teams like at or around or near the bubble of the 68, and they're really close, like all of them. Like there's no way to differentiate them if you're using mathematics. So I don't know how the people who pick things, everybody seemed to be in like relative agreement, maybe like a difference of one or two teams out. It's like, how do you come to that conclusion is basically what I think. I think there's a bit of groupthink or something going on here where they purposefully cut off things so they don't have to think about them. I kind of think that's bogus. I think there should be something more empirical when it comes to selecting teams, because I see a lot of really strong mid-major candidates get out. We see lower seeded mid-major teams do really well in the tournament too. It's proof that they should have been taken more seriously. Anyway, that's my two cents. All right. Well, let's organize it by bracket. So what are your prime upsets in region one?
Well, my notes are not organized by brackets. So. Let me look at region one. Region one, I flagged Nebraska, Texas A&M.
I did too. I actually picked that. I picked Texas A&M for the upset there.
Yeah. I think that'll be an interesting one. Nebraska, I feel like maybe is ranked a little high because they seem to have Iowa's number. But I think Texas A&M is a pretty dangerous team, and so I think that'll be a fun one to watch. I haven't seen Fairfield play.
I just watched the championship game.
Yeah. They only lost one game all season. I don't know if they can beat Indiana. That's a pretty formidable team, but I think I'm just excited to watch that game so I can see what Fairfield has going on, right? And I'm excited to see them at this stage of the tournament.
Coached by one of the Tebow clan.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I saw there. I retweeted someone's like, he chose the wrong, wrong child.
Yeah. And she's married to Blake Dudonis, who is a pretty cool Twitter follow for basketball coach. He's really engaged on there. Good stuff. Let me see. Who else did I have potentially as an upset? Well, I guess Michigan State over North Carolina. That's not really an upset per se. It's an 8-9 game. I did like FGCU, or at least their odds potentially.
I feel like every tournament FGCU is picked as a potential upset. They're such
very
a good...
reliable.
Yeah. And they're always like a 10, 11, 12, and they're always like, well, watch out for them.
Good example of, I think, a team that gets underseeded consistently. It's like, pay attention to these conferences, y'all. MJ, what are your thoughts about some of these first rounders in Region 1?
Potentially Michigan State over South Carolina, although I highly doubt it. Because, I mean, Dawn is just amazing, and she makes everything come together over there in that program.
And that game would be at South Carolina too. So, I won't repeat it, but yeah, as usual, having the first four hosted at the number one seed, I hate it.
Yeah.
Moving on.
And maybe Notre Dame losing too early because you know one of the flashy freshmen are there.
Hannah.
And strange things happen in these tournaments with so many teams playing, and then it's one and done. So, yeah, I would like to see Hannah, like, I don't know if they'll make the final four. Let me see.
If they do an Elite Eight run, I'll be happy. I like watching them.
Yeah, that would be good enough for me. And that's really it. Really, I don't really see any other notable, like, something that could just go like haywire and everybody be like, no, like that's the only two that get my attention.
right. Let us move on to round two. Becky, what are your games to look at? Potential upsets in the first round here.
Region two. This one's a little bit of a doozy. I noted mostly on the strength of Haley Van Lith, Louisville, MTSU, Middle Tennessee.
I saw that.
obviously, Haley Van Lith, previously of Louisville. Maybe there's some bad blood there that I was not aware of. But she said they were going to get rocked by Middle Tennessee. So that'd be fun to see. Louisville's had kind of a rocky season, and they got them last year. So that's what I flagged. I also flagged Creighton, UNLV. This is one where I think Creighton is maybe ranked too high and UNLV is ranked too low. As someone who went to almost every single DePaul home game, I didn't feel like the Big East was a particularly strong conference this year outside
of UConn. That was my thought too, yeah.
And so Creighton getting a 7 seed, I'm not quite sure. Marquette at a 10 seed, I'm also not quite sure on those. And I haven't gotten to see the University of Las Vegas play, but they've been ranked during the season, so it's kind of surprising to see them as a 10 seed. Yeah, but those were kind of the ones I starred. I've also generally, like, I'm excited to watch Colorado play, but I'm not thinking that that's going to be a likely upset, but you never know. Yeah. One of the things that I'm just looking for in general is I don't get to watch a lot of Pac-12 games because I don't have a way to watch them on my television. So there's a lot of Pac-12 teams that I'm excited to see.
Finally, right. I don't even think it's an upset. I think Princeton is going to handle West Virginia pretty easily. I flagged Middle Tennessee and UNLV, the same ones you did. I did not watch any UNLV games this year up until the tournament. I really liked them last year. I thought they were interested, and they got stomped by Michigan. But we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I feel a little bit better about this matchup than I did that matchup. This is kind of the group of death, right? You could see any of the top three seeds, maybe even four. I don't know. It's going to be tough. I think there are potential upsets kind of looming all over the place. Ioka Lee, Kansas State kind of scares me a little bit. What are your thoughts, MJ?
I just don't want Caitlin to lose early.
Keep running for as long as we can.
Yeah, keep it going, because it would be, I just want her to be able to add to her legacy and not get knocked out. Like, but the team that scares me, should they move forward, is West Virginia, which is like the next set. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of worried about that, because it's always like the teams that just don't have a star, superstar player like that, like the super notables that everybody's been talking about, that ends up kind of, you know, either scaring you or just beating you. And I don't want that to happen to Caitlin, because she's good, but sometimes her team isn't always doing what they, you know, can do it to their fullest extent. So
I feel better about this team, at least during the season, regular season, than I did about last year's team.
Well, yeah, last year was horrible. This year is much better. and then she, you know, just her effect on the floor can really change things and shake up defenses. So, I mean, because she's like basically the Steph Curry of NCAA women's ball. So, yeah. But I just don't want her to lose. And I don't really I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, as I was about to say, I like Hannah Stuckley and Kate Martin. I think that those are two very, very good players. Even like they'd be stars, I think, if they weren't in Caitlin's shadow on this team.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to see LSU, Iowa again. I would love to, because it's going to be so much fanfare. Awesome. And yeah, like that's going to put a huge spotlight on the women's tournament. So yeah, but I just hope neither one of them get knocked out early, because yeah, that'll give us a lot to talk about. And then it'll be like kind of like almost like a rivalry kind of thing. You know what I mean? So we don't get to see a lot of rivalry basketball except in collegiate sports, and really with the women. So yeah, I'm interested in seeing that. So please, y'all, win. Please win.
Rooting for Notre Dame, rooting for Iowa on the basis of I just want to see these players play more. That's that.
Yeah.
All right, region three, the USC region. Becky, what are your potential upsets here?
Sure, I have any strong upset predictions here. I do have a couple games starred that I'm just really curious about. I think Iowa State and Maryland is going to be a very good game. I think both of them have been kind of up and down all season. So it's like, what team are we going to get playing each other? I'm very interested to see how that goes. I've just flagged Utah as a team that I love to watch. I love Alyssa Pealey. I think she's just so dynamic. And then South Dakota State is one of those teams that they won the NIT a couple years back. I feel like they're kind of a potential upset type of team. I wouldn't really predict that would happen, but that's kind of what I'm watching. And then I'm curious about Tennessee Green Bay as well. I have those kind of starred.
Yeah, same thing, right there. I think people got excited over Tennessee over the South Carolina game, but I would not be looking past Green Bay right now. I feel like this is like a really tough one necessarily to pick. It looks kind of like a mess. I could see upsets somewhere. I'm not really confident in Stanford's offense when it comes to the tournament time. They don't have any dribble penetration from their guards, and they're going to run into Maryland, which is really, really good at pressing. That'll be interesting. This is one of those ones where you could just kind of pick and choose. I do like Utah. I like Utah over Gonzaga, especially when it comes down to that, even though they'll have to be playing a road game in that matchup. But Texas looks great, even with Roy Harmon going down early. I think they earned their number one spot in this tournament. NC State. This is going to be a fun one to watch. Just entertaining teams all the way through. MJ, what are your thoughts?
I just want to see Rekia Jackson do well, really, and Cameron Brink. So Tennessee and Stanford for sure, all day. But I don't really – I mean, Tennessee could lose because, you know, they're not necessarily that strong unless they just turn it up a notch. But
we got Sanaya Rivers. We got there's a bunch of Yvonne Ejim. There's a lot of really like good stars and going to be playing in this.
And what's the very first thing you said? Don't sleep on Green Bay. So
Green Bay.
Yeah. And it's just like, damn. And they're playing them like off top. So yeah. Cross my fingers and pray. Gonzaga is always nice. It don't matter at what. Like, they're just a good school, period. It just seemed like they're always going to get somewhere. And like I said, Cam and Cameron Brink, I just want to see her succeed as well. I just hate that they're both down there in those brackets down there where once it gets to March 29th, you know, if my Tennessee goes on to see my Stanford, man, one of them got to take the other one out. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's so many great stories, and I want to see so many of them succeed. And, you know, I don't even know who I really want to even win the whole thing. You know, like, go ahead, let Dawn get it, I guess, whatever. But yeah, like right now, I don't really have a decision. I didn't even do my bracket yet because I'm so undecided. But yeah, Cameron Brink all day because I want her to be the number two pick as well. So yeah, if I had to choose, I would go with Cameron Brink.
And they have assistant coach Erica McCall, who's one of my
favorite. Oh yeah. Oh wow. Okay.
So go Stanford. I don't know if I have a lot of faith in you, but go Stanford. All right, region three. We got USC, Ohio State? Who's number two? Yeah, Ohio State. UConn as the three seed. Virginia Tech as the four seed. I don't know that we've heard any updates on whether Elizabeth Kitley is going to be available. That could knock that one into a bit of some non-chalk up until that. USC got a really, really nice draw when you consider that Elizabeth Kitley may be out. they've pretty much got a decent path to the Elite Eight. But I don't know, against Ohio State or against UConn, if I would necessarily favor them in that. Who are your first round potential upsets games to watch, Becky?
I don't have any flagged in this bracket, partially because it's the first four of it all.
Yeah.
I get very confused. I'm very confused trying to figure out, because I think Syracuse and Baylor are both very strong. Virginia Tech, you know, it's possible. Mm-hmm. I don't, I would like to have more faith in my girls at Michigan. I do not have a whole lot of faith in them to pull that upset, but that'd be great. I'll be back in Ann Arbor for that game, so
Oh, nice.
obviously they're not playing it there, but I will
Right,
just
right, right. But
happen
still,
to
you'll
be
get to
there.
celebrate with the college people. That's cool.
Yeah,
Hopefully
yeah.
it's warm when you come. And I don't mean 80 degrees today and 38 and snowing tomorrow. Warm.
That'd be lovely. I don't
That's
know if
cool.
anyone found anything more to star on this side of the bracket.
I'm not sold on Syracuse at all. So I think either Auburn or Arizona. And if I had to bet on that game, I would bet Arizona. But I think either one of them might be able to pull an upset on that side. I think nowhere else. I had Michigan beating Kansas. I don't remember why, but there was something I looked at that I liked Michigan for that.
They recently beat Ohio State. They beat Ohio State in the tournament, but otherwise they've not. They had a good tournament run, but
Okay.
they were a bubble up until then. So
There you go.
I
Something.
don't know. I appreciate your faith in them.
It's no cost to me. Why not? Yeah, the Virginia Tech of it all was where I really had a problem with, because I could see them Baylor, getting to that Elite Eight spot if that's what it comes down to. And I don't think USC is so great that they're gonna would necessarily be a solid favorite over either Virginia Tech or Baylor. So that whole side of the bracket is just kind of wild for me. I guess this is a good segue as any into our final four picks. I'll just start because I'll just start where we're here. I have UConn. I feel very strongly that UConn is just going to win this, get to the final four, like stronger than I should for any three seed, I think. But it just feels like I don't. There's so many question marks everywhere else that I think that they're good. I don't necessarily prefer. Well, I mean, I think Ohio State should be favored over Duke, but I think that that's a game, and it might be a bit of trouble for them. I don't think UConn's going to have any problem until the Elite Eight, depending on who they face, or Sweet 16, rather, I should say. But I like them more than Duke. I like them more than Ohio State, and I like them better than I think any other option on the other side. They've pretty much got all their losses out of the way early, and as much as Gino likes to, hold empty his pockets and show how poor he is and talk about injuries and this and that. They've been on a hell of a streak up until after the initial losses took place. The team knows how to play well together. I think they're going to make it. I had South Carolina. I know. Well, just go out on a huge limb
Sure.
there. I had Texas for the Regional Four. I just think strong team getting they got over the Rory Harmon injury pretty quickly and figured out how to play without her, centered around Madison Booker, who's great, also an extremely good player. And then it's the quarter of death, and I'm just going to do it because I want to put the reverse jinx in early, and I picked LSU to come out of that bracket. I want to put the mojo on them now. I'm rooting for them to make it out of the bracket, so they're toast. What about you, MJ? Who did you have for your final four? Or you said you didn't do a bracket, but who are your thoughts?
Well, of course, South Carolina. I'm not gonna root against Dawn at all. That's dumb. Gonzaga is strong to me down there, but I'm kind of biased towards Rakia because she's from here. So
Okay.
I would like to see Tennessee go. Yeah, I like
If they
Stanford as
get to
well.
the if they get out to the Sweet 16, I'll be
Yeah.
really, really worried about them at that point.
But
'Cause
the only
they'll
problem is they gotta see Stanford.
have.
And so I guess I'm a pick. If I had to choose, I mean, I'm so biased. My biased opinion is I want Tennessee there because Rakia will be getting more attention and probably raise her draft stock.
I
And
think
I
she's
think
going
that,
number three no matter what happens there.
yeah, I want her to go number three, and I
Yeah.
don't want it to fall, you know what I mean? So, and then let me scoot over here. Man, I would love to see a Juju like full story, just start her legacy off early, but I know that's unrealistic. Of course, I would like Michigan to win, but that's not going to happen. I'm feeling UConn with you, like you mentioned, because they're just loaded. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're thorough all the way through. And then, yeah, at the top, it's between Iowa and LSU for me. I mean, unless I don't know. You said Elizabeth Kittley. What's she down?
They have not ruled her out playing this week. That's the last I've heard.
Okay.
Lower body injury, I think.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. So yeah, probably Iowa. I could see Iowa winning because Caitlin is just like on a tear anyway. So yeah, and then it's just one and dones. Yeah, she brings that intensity and whatnot. So yeah, it could definitely be Iowa coming out of there. So
how
probably
my. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just gonna say what Iowa, UConn, Tennessee, South Carolina. That would be interesting.
Okay. Could definitely see it. How about you, Becky? What are your thoughts on the Final Four?
Well, I'm totally different than you guys, so this is great. Besides South Carolina, which is the obvious choice, there's poor Notre Dame. But it is what it is. I don't see Iowa coming out of this bracket. Mm. They're facing a lot of size over here. I actually have UCLA.
Hey, okay.
I would love that. I think we've seen like a fair amount of weaknesses in LSU that could be exploited. And obviously Caitlin Clark can carry them a lot of the way, but I have concerns about Spelke's been very good, but I have concerns about her in terms of the amount of size they'll face like over and over
yeah,
again.
Yeah, handling Lauren Betts. I didn't even think about that. That's gonna be a chore for anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have UCLA coming out over there. And then I have USC coming out in region three. Again, I hate that this is me. I'm a bit of a Big East hater right now in that it's like, yeah, UConn's been on quite a tear over the Big East, which
true. That's
is
fair.
Just they lost a lot of the Big East kind of as a whole lost a lot of talent last season. And so I'm not surprised that UConn just
keeps wanting to come back though.
Yeah.
Can't get enough.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I guess it's a little hard to gauge because like UConn just ran over the Big East as they should have, but then when they faced other good ranked teams recently, they've lost outside of the Big East teams, not by crazy margins, but you know, I do think at some point, you know, playing with six players catches up with you. So I think there's reasons to doubt them. But I would love to see USC come out of this. I kind of want this to be the year of the freshman. I think it'd be great. And then I have Stanford in region four.
Oh, interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah.
Pac-12 person.
Yours isn't so much wishfully different than mine.
I guess this is still, maybe I'm just like Pac-12 scared teams. Of the Pac-12 because I can't watch them. So I'm just like, they sound so good to me from afar. And whenever I get to see one or two games, I'm like, oh, this is an impressive.
They're the devil you don't know.
Yes, no, it's very that. It's like, okay, I've seen UConn play. I've seen the Big East. I'm not concerned.
Familiarity breeds contempt. All right. Well, here's a pop bonus quiz for you since we just talked about it. Who would you like to see Chicago pick at number three right now?
I think, I mean, obviously it's between Rikia and Cardozo is kind of what people
seems
are saying.
Seems that way, yeah.
Mm. I lean a little bit Cardozo for me. She's just like a size is hard to replicate.
True.
Very talented player and a very talented program. But I also like Rikia Jackson and Diamond DeShields just playing together would be a good time. So I lead a little bit Cardozo, but I am very happy about my number three pick. Also, you know, maybe Stanford flames out embarrassingly and then somehow we get Cameron Brink. I'm not against that either, you know.
I hope it goes the other way. Paige goes, no, screw this. I'm out of here. prior to this crap. They lost in the they lose in the first round to who are they facing in the first round? Whoever.
That was us. That was us.
The page is like, screw this. Gone now. Yeah. Now you've got Cameron Brinker, Paige Becker. So that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah. So let's all root really hard for Jackson State on yes. behalf of the Chicago Sky.
One team I wanted to bring up, forgot to talk about them. Norfolk State looks like a lot of fun. Well, they're one of those SWAC teams, right? The HBCU teams, which are just by dint of being HBCU, they tend to be a lot of fun. But Diamond Johnson, their star player, was on NC State last year, if I remember right. And she transferred. She transferred to an HBCU, which is pretty cool. I watched their tournament games. They look like a lot of fun. That could be a fun, slightly scary matchup for Stanford in the first round. Would enjoy that. Anyway, this has been a great season. I haven't really enjoyed this college season. It's the first one that I paid anywhere near close attention to. I probably paid more attention to it than I even intended to be honest with you, because I was just going to be focused on draftees, and I got caught up in a whole bunch of other stories. So I really, really enjoyed it. I'm enjoying to seeing how the whole championship thing plays out. I'm going to watch some WBIT games. I guess is the new WNIT. Because Villanova's in there, and Villanova's a lot of fun. So looking forward to that. I'm happy that Columbia made it to this one. I'm interested in seeing more of Daisha Fair, 5'5" player with some WNBA draft aspirations. That sounds interesting. Pretty cool stuff. Is there anything anybody else want to talk about before we sign off?
It was something that I wanted to bring to this pod from last week, but I forgot what it was for Becky to chime in on, but I forgot.
Oh, anything involving Chicago players? Elizabeth Williams, Isabel Harrison. Izzy killing it at AU.
Yes, she is.
41.
Good Lord. It was right when I talked about her, too.
Yeah.
Like, when we were talking about her, and then she just is like from that point forward, because you were like
yeah, she, I remember I saying she was only playing like 8 minutes a game or something.
18,
couple of games, and then it's like, oh,
then,
you got clearance
to play.
And then
right then she went crazy.
Yeah, they let her play and she dropped 40. So wow, Izzy Harrison. Are you excited, Becky? Get Izzy into camp.
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun times. Good times. Yeah. I think the vibes are vibing for the Chicago team.
Oh yeah, yeah. We got a new brewery sponsor. Things are going
great
over here.
Nice. We got to get Chicago all the love that they can get.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. Get them.
Maybe they can clear out one of the
facilities.
Open up facilities in one of the old breweries.
Yeah. For real.
Hang up, put some basketball courts at each end. Everybody can get their own locker. It smells a little like IPA in there, but it's fine. It's a lot closer to work.
All right. <You're
good. laughs> Anyway, this has been the sixth pod of the year. Just getting our limbs loose. Ready for getting into this on a weekly basis all over again. Oh boy, what fun. We're starting off with the NCAA tournament. It's going to be a blast. I hope your team wins, unless they're West Virginia, because I'm rooting for Princeton. Let's go Princeton! Beloved Tigers. Last year of Caitlin Chen on there, so we gotta send her out with at least one victory. Anyway, sixth pod of the year for Rumble Coco, MJ Tolliver. I am Snap Wilson, and we will see you in upcoming weeks. So stay cool, everybody. Be good to each other. Peace out.
Peace out.
Goodbye.